Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfuckers, Block Talk Radio, pussy, AB Radio, you already know. Some Barack Obama for the people.
Power of our ideals,
democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope. That's the true genius of America. And America can change. Our union can be perfected. What we've already achieved gives us hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. This election has many firsts. Many stories that will be told for generations. But one that's on my mind tonight is about a woman cast her ballot in Atlanta. She is a lot like the millions of others who stood in line to make their voice heard in this election, except for one thing. Ann Dixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery, a time when there were no cars on the road or planes in the sky. An opportunity for our kids to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth. That out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Know what I mean? Simple 1, 2, 3. Couldn't have said any better than that. AB Radio, motherfuckers. You didn't know, now y'all niggas do know. About to kick the show off in a second. Let me just round up the posse real quick. So we'll be at you. You know what I mean? 6'4 in the building.
Yo.
The raspy flow tonight. You hear it?
What's good, people?
No. Waiting for this man EQ Smooth. We might have to shoot a 10-20 pause. So we can kick that thing off right.
Word.
We be saying AB Radio, the smooth, roseful.
Word, most roseful.
Most roseful.
Mm-hmm.
AB Radio, basically let you say whatever the hell is in your mind.
Or whatever the fuck is on your mind.
So, you know. Keep it 100 with y'all. We ain't on the boards right now. But we're definitely in your airwaves. So, you know, we'll try to rectify the situation as the night goes along. But as of right now, listen to the sounds of Special Delivery in your boy 6'4.
Mm-hmm. 6'4 in your grill, in your building, on your block.
Mm-hmm. At your 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely at your 2-4. Walking anywhere we want.
Mostly anywhere, son. Yo, that hood to hood shit was real, son.
Yeah, sure,
I'm not just going through anybody's neighborhood like, oh, nearly you know shit like that.
Never that.
You know what I mean? You gotta be like,
mm-hmm. I want some humble shit.
Yeah, nigga.
I want some humble shit.
Yeah, like, I'm just passing through, dog.
Yeah, ain't
trying to go from here to over there.
Well, I don't want no peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see such and such or whatever. Because, like, most of that hood, the hood shit, it's like, when you really watch it, it's like, basically, you just got to know somebody out in that hood. You know somebody in that hood, you got.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out, right? That's all I can get. Yeah, that shit is, real. But, like, New York was kind of low-key with it, though. Like, we played the trenches with it. We wasn't really flashing hammers like that, and, you know, we was just showing the block or whatever, showing our niggas really get in, and, you know what I mean? So, that DVD is definitely what it is. You know what I mean? Boy. Oh, Lord.
What are you talking about? What it is like what? What do you mean? Nah, you know what? Nah, you know what? You know what the thing is? I want to get gas. I don't want to tell you that. I want to see it, but it's kind of fucked up. Okay? Now, like I said, I'm about to put it in the house. What are you talking about? Ignore you. Oh, just now. Nah, because listen, I'm on the show, right? Right now, like as we speak. Like it's on the other one. So I had to be on the man. I'm saying that's why I was texting.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What a day, what a day. That's how Gabon Do was so beautifully put it.
Right.
There's this guy, yeah. This guy is fucking up right now.
Gino.
Yeah. He's clogging the pipeline right now.
Mm-hmm. What
the fuck is going on with this nigga? So that's your boy. So that's your name. Yeah, that
would have done shit at all. That shit is definitely real. Some had to fucking, what this nigga had, he had some shit right here. Like, I forgot what the nigga had. I think it was in Sacramento or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga had like some automatic shit. That shit was definitely retarded. Then the nigga went to like some garage or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled out the fucking chopper, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, this is for a whole group of niggas, man. This is for a whole group of niggas, man. This only comes down to, you know, there's 30, 40 niggas trying to run up on your block or whatever. That's when you bring this up. Then this nigga just reached to his waist. He's like, is this? It's like, yeah.
A 4-4 long.
Mm-hmm. So that 4-4 long right here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that. That nigga stopper. That nigga stopper right there. Straight up.
What size shells is that on that street?
I can't even call it. I just know that nose is definitely Pinocchio. He's pulling out all types of fucking choppers down there, God. And you was like, and you, like I said, when you got to New York, niggas, you only seen one gun in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I guess New York is much different than the rest of out there. Because I was watching some shit on the National Geographic channel or whatever. Like a little L.A. gang, little L.A. shit. I mean, a little gang war shit or whatever. So these niggas, they show some ropes on the block or whatever. They chilling. I mean, these niggas flash their hand, niggas, and all. I'm like, oh, Lord. Some of these niggas don't even got their faces bleeped out and all that. I'm like, yeah, these niggas is wild. Motherfucking. He's like, yo, when we pulled this out, I forgot. He called this something. He called this gun some shit. I forgot the name of this gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this shit right here, be having the police niggas scared, like.
Oh, yeah, I can't understand. Niggas went up to the precinct and shit, like, and the freaking door had like bars and shit on it.
Nah,
I got it.
That's
what
the
hood. That's
what
the bullet holes.
That was that.
World.
Nah, this is shit I seen on the National Geographic channel.
Oh, yeah.
And these niggas was like, he called us something. He was like, yeah, this shit got these niggas scared. He was like, yo, they bring up my mans or whatever. And he pulled it. It was a, I think that it was a 223 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, I pulled this shit out, so them niggas ran, dog. Like, they was not with it, dog. They wasn't with it. But yeah, that nigga, that nigga when I was on that hook, the hood shit, that was showing the free shit,
yeah.
That the nigga was shooting his mind. Nigga was like, yo, that's supposed to be a police, man. Get with it, nigga.
Right.
I'm like, wow, okay. But there was a couple of niggas fronting on that shit. Like remember something that was fronting? I forgot what the nigga was doing. He was talking mad crazy, moving like he was a retard, and then like, later on, it was like a week later, he got gunned down and shit.
Yeah,
like
he was
that.
Talking about this nigga, Candyman.
Some nigga on the wall, yeah. Candyman. Yeah, kept pointing to the wall. Come, Candyman, you gotta come over here. He's doing mad.
That nigga got hit, whatever.
Yeah, kept popping his collar and all that. He's crying. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this nigga still on the block. Like, that's before that shit came on. I'm like, all right, this nigga, I thought he was a J. Like, this nigga was a J. Gunned down a week after filming.
Well, that nigga's gotta go. The nigga that pulled that purple out the electrical box, he got it.
Yeah, he did. The nigga that shorty was beating with the 2x4, nigga.
Oh shit!
That bitch wasn't little, God. Like
she
was kind of beefy, God.
Two of them.
Yeah, it was two of them.
And they figured out a way that she was like, all right. She put the thing in there, and, like held the thing down. And then the other one, then he fucking, yo, son.
Wailed on this nigga with that shit real quick.
He ran to his mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, nah.
Nah, nigga, don't bring that status over here, dog. We don't need that type of heat coming
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen.
Nope.
That shit was funny, dog. They was trying to gut this nigga. They was trying to gut that nigga like a fresh fish.
Yeah. Everybody was counting money. I like, count money all day, count money all day.
Count money.
Mm-hmm.
The round street, man. Yeah, the round streets be dangerous, dog.
What's that?
Like, the round streets, that's like, alright, do they got one out here? Alright, Bong, you know how when you going up fucking Broadway and you go past the fire, is it past the fire department? Nah, it's right before the fire department. That block right before the fire department. I forgot what's the name of that shit, but that right, there's a round street back there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of them shits out there. Cali and shit like that. Those shouldn't be railed out. That's how the jungle is. Like, when I transition, that round street, those shits be retarded. Hood to hood, man. My son was definitely in every hood, showing the homies, showing
yeah.
the locals,
mm-hmm. showing regular niggas.
Word. Like, I don't know, damn, how like, they kind of like, I don't know, like, they should have gone Staten Island, of course.
Yeah.
Staten Island wasn't in that shit.
I mean, New York was in it?
Yeah, New York was in it.
I didn't see New York.
That's how deep into the fucking movie that shit is. Into the documentary that shit is.
So I watched most of them shit.
New York is on. New York is like damn near.
So where it showed in
I basically just fall barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? Shit, I'm like, okay, New York is on there. I'm thinking we might get a little Wu-Tang action or something like something like, you know what I mean? No. I was tight. I was sick. Like, shit ain't happening out here. Like, you know what I mean? Of course, it don't happen as frequent as it happens across the water, but it goes down out here. There's this guy out. He's still in the fucking foxhole playing with himself.
In the boondocks.
In the boondocks playing with himself. Fuck is he doing? music. That's what kills. Where's this guy at? Where's this kid's parents? If anybody can locate this kid's GQ's parents, please.
When is the show until?
He said it started at 7:30. I started it at like 7:30. I guess niggas can end it at 8:30 or whatever. I'm pretty sure if this guy was off anywhere near Kikuli, but I used this a long time ago. So, he's still clogged in the pipeline.
Oh, man.
What is this dude doing? He looks like a fiend waiting for a fix.
Yeah, he does.
Plus, he's waiting for these dudes. Which apparently is not the case. See, these things like them hot. I thought it was a bean.
I think he just came out of the court and he's waiting for something. I don't know why the fuck he's waiting right there.
Yo, I was talking to this Turkish bitch on this block. It was a little loud. She sounded like she was Turkish or whatever. So she's like, you know the old man with the hump in his back that lived over there?
Who?
The old man with the hump in
his
back that lived down here?
Yeah, nigga.
She was like, she was in this nigga's lab or whatever. Like, taking pictures.
Yeah, he's a photographer.
Right? Yeah. But, like, she was like, he was trying to get a little different, like. So you trying to get a little different.
I'm trying to get a little comfortable.
Get a little comfortable. Like, so, because I'm looking like, what is this? Church is like, yeah, a little fat ass boy.
What's that?
I have no clue. Well, we'll find out whatever it says.
In 90 seconds.
90 seconds, I guess the town bomb is about to take off. The bomb ain't dropped, so the clock got to be ticking.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, because I'm like, I'm thinking, like, what is this chick doing coming out of this old nigga's lab? So, she's like, yeah, yeah, he's a photographer and this, that, and there, but, like, I had to leave because, like, I wasn't feeling uncomfortable. Like, like, what the fuck you mean uncomfortable? Like, the nigga wanted me to take my shoes off and take my socks off and all that other crazy shit. And I'm like, that's not what I came here for. I just came to take a couple of snapshots and I was out of there. But, so now I'm weeding through that. I'm trying to get her to give up her digits. You know, give her her digits. She's like, I'm waiting for the cab. Yeah, I figured you was going to say some sly stone shit.
Sly stone.
Some bullshit. Come on, man. That bomb ain't dropped yet.
What bomb?
What is it?
10
seconds, man.
8 seconds.
Fucking going on now, okay.
3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go.
Mark.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, bitch. For the fucking countdown.
Okay, for the countdown. What
the fuck? The fuck was that?
What the hell was that about?
60 seconds.
But, had to be about something.
Yeah, it was. Well, at this point, we don't know, so we could just talk about it.
Because I don't think the people might have heard it out there, but...
Yeah, I don't think they did hear it.
But we had got a countdown to, I don't know what the hell it was. I just heard this chick coming out of face countdown a second and all that. And apparently, it was about nothing. And I'm a little upset because I was quiet to see what the hell was going on.
Right.
But
That's actually wasted.
Wasted air time that wasn't nothing spoken about. So I don't know what that's about. But let me see what can you do that.
Oh boy.
Trying to get the system unclogged out here. It's not really chopping anything. I will chop at one of y'all niggas. I'll get out of one. Early, easy, and fast. Like how your mom's makes breakfast in the morning. Early, easy, and fast. Most of y'all niggas' moms. You know what? I'm about to just pass on niggas' moms. I'm about to pass on niggas' moms. Pass niggas' moms over, man. Like, I'm done with niggas' moms. Done with niggas' moms. I'm ready to just get back to niggas' girls again. Because when you hit, I mean, moms touches nerves. You know, when you hit a niggas' moms, it hits a nerve. Like, know what I mean? But when you hit a niggas' girl, especially like a niggas' wifey or some shit like that, yeah, he's still with that clownery. Yeah, he's clowning like Alex Thomas in the summertime.
You know what, man? I can't even front.
Listen to this clown stupid ass
message. I don't even feel like talking right now, man.
Oh, boy,
I feel all lazy in the mouth right now. Like, that's crazy. So just leave a message because I really don't feel like talking to you right now. One, uno, however, water. However you people hang up nowadays. Leave a message.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
What the fuck is going on out here?
Jabberwocky in the face. What's wrong with him?
Chinchilla face.
Chinchilla. What's wrong with this guy out here? Somebody give him a fucking baby bib and a wet wipe.
And a rainbow wig.
Rainbow
chin strap.
And a fucking bike helmet with the mohawk on it.
And this big push blue mustache.
And a fucking push up bra.
And the dicky with a tag on it.
And a fucking nail job. Give him a fucking.
And some rubber boots with zippers on it.
And a fucking pocketbook and a wig.
And a Washington set.
Wash this set. Fucking
doing
that. Get a pedicure or something. Fuck you doing. Yo, he getting his toes dead. Fuck you doing. Sitting in the
bikini rack.
Fuck you doing. Getting his chin strap back.
And this hot stone.
Man, he probably sitting in the tan or someone right now.
Yeah, he am.
At the gym, making sure his baby spot fits his way. Fuck you, man. He got
baby
body.
Baby back.
He got a fat baby body.
Baby muscles.
Yeah, he definitely got some muscles.
Small
muscles. He definitely got some muscles out of
uh-huh.
Fucking on.
Yeah, muscles. It's a rat now. Muscles. Come on now. Phone smokes.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah. He seen him trying to flex his phone muscles.
Yeah,
wasn't working.
Yeah, he pussy.
Wasn't working.
Yeah,
he
know
that he pussy.
Yeah, he's pussy.
He might not have seen police as well. I don't know.
What happened? What happened?
He said we know that he pussy.
Yeah. Niggas ain't the same police as well.
Nah, he don't.
Niggas more alert.
Niggas feel listen, yeah, us, we more alert. We stay on 50. We keep our eyes peeled.
Mm-hmm.
Other niggas feel more
mm-hmm.
confident and got more courage and, you know,
mm-hmm.
real gully, like, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, when the police are there. How you popping off with the cops with you? How?
Let's be serious.
Let's be serious.
Fall back, nigga.
Back to the premium crunch in the face ass nigga. Captain Crunch head ass nigga.
I want to move fucking Dr. Seuss in the face ass nigga. Horn hair, who knows?
Who knows?
Chin strap with the poly vinyl sideburns. And the bikini wax. And the hot silk.
The hot cold.
And the silk.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas know about the silk.
Pussy.
know that you pussy.
Niggas ain't the same.
What's that?
Lighter. Anyway, so niggas just wanted to holler at you, let you know you pussy. All of that. You know? So.
You be cool like how you be cool, water.
Pussy. Have a good night.
All right, chisel.
Chiz.
Ski that. You be cool like how you be cool, Ace Water.
To send your message, press 1 at a message sent. Thank you for calling. Good.
Chizworld.com. No.
Attention, you are hearing this because our computer here is showing that you are calling on an interstate call. You're calling from outside Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit. That's
great. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but it shows us that you are. So here's what you got to do. If you are calling from outside the state, you can't get in this state, and so we'll give you the other phone number.
Fuck that. So homo. Let's try number two.
Donut, please check.
Too much going on right now.
Fucking, I was on the phone with the shorty that I'm trying to fucking wife up. And I had to kiss much ass. And when I didn't think she was going to answer the fucking phone. And when she answered the phone, it was 7:30. I'm like, oh, shit, I can't hang up with her. She said, oh, I'll call you back. All right,
guys. You live on AB Radio, pussy.
That's
right, nigga. Well, I want AB Radio, nigga. We got you in your soft, moist, mushy. Hey, did you get that message yet?
Nah.
You didn't get a voicemail yet?
Nah.
You should be getting a voicemail shortly, and you could play. You could replay that on three-way for the people.
Oh yeah? Hold on.
Fresh off the presses.
1 new message.
Right,
22 saved messages.
Oh boy.
First new message from
Omar.
Received at 8:07 p.m.
Jabberwocky and the Caesars. Chinchilla face. Chinchilla. What's wrong with this guy out here? Somebody give him a fucking baby bed and a baby and a wet wipe. And the rainbow wig.
Rainbow
and a fucking bike helmet with the mohawk on it.
And a thick pussy blue mustache.
And a fucking pussy bra.
And a dickie with a tag on it.
And a fucking fucking nail job. And
some rubber boots with zippers on it.
And a fucking box looking away.
And a Washington set.
Washington set. Get a pedicure or something. You know, you're getting his toes dead. What are you doing?
Sitting in the back.
What are you doing? Getting his chin strap back.
Mm-hmm.
And this hot stone.
Yeah,
he's probably sitting in the tent or somewhere right now.
Yeah, he am.
He had him making sure his baby speaks. Right. Fuck you, man.
Like 3 feet away, how you be cool, Ace? Water.
Water.
To send
water.
A reply message, press
1.
To erase, press
7.
This
is the beginning.
Jabberwocky and the pizza.
Chinchilla face.
Chinchilla. What's wrong with this guy out here? Somebody give him a fucking baby bed and a baby and a wet wipe.
And a rainbow wig.
Rainbow strap and a fucking bike helmet with the mohawk on it.
And a big push blue mustache.
And a fucking push up bra.
And a dickie with a tag on it.
And a fucking nail job.
And some rubber boots with zippers on it.
And a fucking box looking away.
And a Washington set.
Washington set. Get a pedicure or something. You're getting his toes dead. What are you doing? Sitting in the
bikini rack.
What are you doing? Getting his chin strap back.
Mm-hmm. And this hot stone.
Yeah, he's probably sitting in the tent or somewhere right now.
Yeah, he am.
At the gym, making sure his baby speaks. Fuck you, man.
That's how y'all started it off?
Yeah.
What'd y'all do?
Just how we played it from this with you. I don't know how it was going to sound, but, you know, 6-4's pretty loud. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my phone in the heads on some hood shit, and I guess, you know, we'll have to see what it come about.
Oh, the speech?
Well, how, yeah, it was a speech.
Yeah. I downloaded that shit to his phone.
Okay. Yeah, played the little speech. Was talking about some hood-to-hood DVD I guess he wanted me to bring, but I don't got the hood-to-hood DVD no more. Talking about that, then some other shit happened, then we hit you and started roasting, and then I don't know what happened. This nigga 6-4 and back inside, and I was like, yeah, I'm out of here, bro. And now we here.
Y'all roasted me on the show?
Yeah, we had to do something, right?
Ah, shit.
We was just freestyling. I was just freestyling today, huh? You gonna have to listen to the show and tell me, you know, what it sound like or whatever.
You had a beat?
What happened?
You had a beat, it was all raw.
And most of it, most of it was kind of raw. Like, in the beginning, like, we was playing music in the beginning, like, kicked it off with the D block, of course, you already know, no?
You know what I mean?
Then the speech was kind of long, like, the speech wasn't short, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then from there, we kept it raw. But, like, we only kept it raw for, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, wait. You put that whole speech on?
Yeah, damn near. Most of it.
Damn.
Most of it, like, he was skipping through, like, a lot of it, like, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
It still was a little while.
Yeah, that shit long as shit. Every time I get pissed off, I listen to that shit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's your comment, fuck down.
That black man be kicking that knowledge and laying it down smoothly like eggs.
Yep. Not a lot of motherfuckers can do that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good dunk.
Yeah,
man.
Keeping freestyle, that's
all.
Friday. You ain't got no job. Then they got shit to do.
What happened?
Word. I got something to do. I'm enterprising. That's what I'm doing.
I know you're for small weed. I know this.
I'm going to music for the people, real quick, because I know it's been very, very dull around here. So what, we're going to play some Unsigned for y'all real quick. And I want you to actually tell me what you think about it.
Word.
So we're gonna go Unsigned right now, and we're going to play, I don't know, I got a couple of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I could cipher through a couple and see what's going on here. Probably play like two for you and see what you think about it. This little boy is NPR, man.
What's NPR stand for?
Money, power, respect, you heard?
All right.
Them boys right here. Holla at them. AB Radio, pussy.
All my life, man. NPR, man. Shout to my nigga J.O., my nigga Brady, my nigga Fuse, what up?
Big Mike, what up?
Uh-huh. All my life, man. NPR, baby. The truth is this. You bring it down and flip out of you. I play with no D on me. Get loose and stick. So play 3-on-3. In the booth, I'm sick. Can't diagnose the commentator. My aim is greater than that of a revolver shaker. That's why I don't got an revolver hater. I'ma do my numbers with a common denominator. You can take the CD player with the guard on the guard of paper. Can't contest what the master learned. Plus, I don't fly high. I just crash and burn. Plus, I'm head over heels and I attach my words. I can't run out of the air. Illness or past the germ. Now I know the truth because they took the facts and slurs. You feel your pronunciation, I see that to curve. And I do smoke herb and relax with birds. And we do drop CDs that crack the curve. Now we come in threes like the traffic light. You have just witnessed disaster strike. Yeah.
I don't let them know until y'all in the building, bro.
Yeah,
let's go.
So I stand with the ticket to the king, and I kick with a flow tight. We got this game won't stop. My frame won't stop. I'm split a lot of fire while the flames get hot. And you y'all be licensed when it comes to rap. Put your body in the coffin, they'll go under black. Got a game in back. So much heat when I flip, cause the flame in act. Come the flow is legit with the lame attack. So the soul with you bitches, you claim you crack. Only here to the smoke that your game is whack. Rip his body from the spirit with your brain attached. And I keep low, still shooting stainless straps. So smart with the flow, I'm a brain gap. The hustle and the grind is what made me rap. So you know I'm a shine if it came to that. With the weed and pills, cocaine and crack. I'm so crazy ill, so the games are back. You wanna grump with me? You must be crazy black. Better twist the weed. If I slip the gap, you should be a mystery. If I slip the tap, if you threw me off, better pay me back. Real speed, my nigga, and be blazing track, homie.
That nigga be done, man. Go home. Can't be y'all pussy. Can't be stopped, never. Can't find no niggas better than us, homie. You always gonna outdo me, nigga. So if you come at me, you better come correct. I ain't with that stunt shit, neighbor.
Ow. Back to back, NPR. Keep it hot. This one right here might be the one, you heard?
Yeah.
Keep this.
It's quite clear, can't be compared like Harlem and Light Bear and Rap. I'm ahead of you by light years. Built the house of hip hop, eat, sleep, shit, and right here. Bump that, to be deaf, out your right ear. Here's the flow that I'm designing for the hour. You just vomit with some cowards, you can die. Then your diamonds turn to flowers. Give me my respect, cause I deserve the power. I smoke till I'm drained like the bottom of the shower. Smoke once 9/11, perfect timing with the towers. Grinding with the powder, I'm hot like tight jeans in the heat. Undivided attention, can't intervene when I speak. Even if you can't achieve what I reach, everybody's life is based on what they seen in the street.
That's deep. My son right here?
Yeah.
Listen to my son right here.
You know who it is.
Got some shit for y'all to glimpse.
Using the split. He's always holding it down. And they gonna stop out on push.
Your boy, man. Special delivery on the 1-2. Let him know.
Listen up. Yeah. It's time to go give me a gun. Keep popping shit, I pull it from my hip to see how quickly you run. To the point where I'm sick of the slums. The demon awakens every time I let the pip at the lungs. A nigga feeling like the wheel go off. I wanna get in the game, but there ain't nothing but a rufus court. And I ain't never in the news for sure. I put the brains in the old cop sucker, that's a fool for talk. MLB is the crew, the niggas just as nice as me. I rap with NPR, that's another dynasty. You wanna go to heaven or hell? No, the script's too hot. Play the block from 11 to 12. Ducking cops never slept in the cell. And I know you're tight. You'll get hit with your weapon and tell. Kill a remedy, and I know the recipe well. So I fall back, split rap, finesse me an L. You can sit and rap and split and no room for the weak. Go ahead and step out of line to get the two of your cheek. As the chance of getting slim when you're facing a split. Do the brain style, hit you in the face with a brick. From the new to the west, to the hill to my barber. The town to the port, to the jets and the harbor. Show me love to the hood out here, not a problem.
Not a problem.
AB Radio.
Who was that, that last person?
Who was that last person?
Yeah.
That was me, nigga.
Oh. Why did they sign a D-Block or some shit like that, nigga? What the fuck?
I don't even know, son. Like, I guess because, you know, I heard my son Styles go in on his beat, and I was like, yo, I got to go in on this. You know what niggas was saying when I actually did that track? You know Fab's brother, Paul Kane?
Yeah.
Remember that track that they did to this?
Yeah.
Niggas said I sound like Paul Kane on this shit, by the way I started it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, when I listened to it a couple of times, I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. Sound like I fucking swagger jacked this whole style or some shit.
I don't even know, nigga, but fuck him.
Yeah, right.
So just like, tell you the truth,
I'm not saying that because you're my fam. I'm not saying that because you're my fucking brother. I'm saying that because, yo, you're pretty nasty, dog.
I'm all right with it, son. I'm like, I'm still trying to perfect my craft right now.
I think that your shit was the hottest verse in the whole shit.
I swear to you, no lie. I done played this shit for my dude, because, like, I be trying to get him to let me get in the studio or whatever. So I played this shit for him or whatever. And, like, I've been rapping with them niggas since I was, like, 12 or some shit like that. And, like, them niggas, like, it's funny because I used to run with them, but these niggas never, like, really taught me how to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just inspired by these niggas. That's MVWL. Got to give them a little shout-out. The Mad Verbal Lyrical Lunatics. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was the youngest nigga in the, you know, around these niggas. Like, I mean, all these niggas was, like, definitely in their 20s. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I was just started rapping. I heard a couple of these niggas' tracks, and I was like, yo, these niggas crazy. Like, and started rapping from there, God. So when I played this shit for the nigga, he was like, yo, like, I hear your mans in them. Like, I'm listening. But it's like, I can only hear you, God. Like I can only hear you when you rap. I only hear your verses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, fam. Like, okay. Like, all right. And, you know, he went into a whole other different side. Like, yeah, that, you don't need to be this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, whatever. I ain't trying to hear that. But, so he's like, one day, because I had left this CD at his lab, and his man was over there, like someone that, like his producer or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Something I'd be making beats for him and have him in the studios and all that other shit. Like, it's like, yo, let me hear something. You don't got none of your peoples or nothing like that? And my son was like, yo, that's crazy, because my son left this CD here, this, that, and the third. So, boy, we put it on, and, like, my cousin was going first, and it's no disrespect to my cousin, I mean, that's family and all, but he was like, yo, fast forwarded to the son's verse you was talking about, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, nigga fast forwarded this shit or whatever to my verse, and then the other track, I went first, I was going to play this one also, because I got another one on here. Like, I go first on this one, and then after I go, he goes, and he was like, niggas turned the track off after I went, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was going to play this one more for the people, and, you know, let you tell me what you think about this one.
All right.
I go first, and he goes second. Yeah, this shit might be played.
You going greater than early. I'm 2 hours in the spot, you know it. You don't want no buildings out there. You already know. What you want with us? I'm telling you to stop. I step to this mic and piss you. Throw the hell boys and my rats will fish you. I bet you tell boys when I clap the pistol. You need to step up, cause that's the issue. What are you doing? Run around the hood, say you got some shit on me. Think you know the outcome, but I see it differently. See, that ain't go hard the first time around. But somebody go grab a hearse for this clown. And not the better with time. Keep spitting back. You ain't nothing but competitive crime, and nigga.
Listen to black, cause this ain't black. It's a step up and witness the death. I'm talking to these bubble cause we live in a trap. So she's about to take the game and then give it back. You shouldn't even listen to black, cause this ain't black. It's a step up and witness the death. I'm talking to these bubble cause we live in a trap. So she's about to take the game and then give it back. I'm gonna catch
shit. It's real. And that's the way the kids feel. Nobody's been like 22 inch rim wheels.
Burn the rubber, burn fifth. I'm high like the lightning in the sky.
the thunder. That's for the mother. Niggas got bad habits. Putting themselves in danger. It's sort of like asthmatic crack addicts. We back at it. Creating masterpieces. Money stacking meetings. I'm stubborn. Proving facts. Cutting that's my thesis. Somebody pushing me to prove it in class by myself. You know I couldn't be the student. Teach a feather for the left and look, I got a movement. And you know I stay exclusive with some new shit. Get the cake and lay low, cause I hate to say so. You got a chip on your shoulder, I got a baked potato. And I'm broke, nigga fucking drifting it out. Talk shit, feel so
cool,
your face
with
your face
fucking
in
your mouth.
You shouldn't even listen to that, cause they ain't even fat. If you step up and make it to tech, tell me how to be bubble, cause we live in a trap. Cause you got to see the game and ain't giving it back. We shouldn't even listen to that. This thing is back.
You know we gotta talk shit.
We
know you gotta talk shit.
You
ain't giving it back, buddy.
Let's know what it is, man. How's it go? Shout out.
Enough. Shoot up.
Cause my game's so tight. Reach for your neck cause your chain's so bright. The way you reflect look like rainbow lights. I'm going stupid on that. Okay, I'm an asshole, right? When it comes to spitting, I can last all night. I'm a rap head. 16's in the bag, you the crackhead. I can show you what I'm willing to do to stack bread. I'm going stupid on that shit.
Yeah, nigga.
I'll be acting up, son. When I get in the booth, I act up, son. I wish I could find you the other show. Ooh, I wish I could find the other season.
Yeah, you'd be a ghostwriter, nigga.
I should be a ghostwriter. You know what's funny, dog? I never missed this shit. But, some niggas came up to me when I used to live in Park Hill. Some niggas from Killer Army or some shit right there. I'm a Killer Army?
Yeah.
Some one of them niggas came up to me and was, like, on some, like, because, like, niggas heard me, like, rapping and shit around the hood. Like, bad when niggas are shit around the hood. Niggas was actually brought that shit up to me. Like, yo, you should ghostwrite, son. I'm like, dog, I'm not that nice to be ghostwriting for niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I'm like, that shit ain't benefiting me, dog. And say if a nigga blow and fucking go platinum off for some shit, I give him, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, I think they pay you, though. They pay you good money.
I get a monetary cut, but it's like that cut ain't doing the same.
Yeah, you're right.
That cut ain't enough, man. I mean, it'll be enough for me, don't get me wrong. But that shit ain't really, especially if the shit is catchy and it's hot. Come on. No way. No, whoa.
Oh.
Where my son Fuse at, man? This nigga Fuse is a knucklehead. Like, I like this kid, like.
Mm-hmm.
He's a knucklehead, like.
He's only 16, God.
Trying to find that track with this nigga, isn't it? Ooh, this beat is mean. This shit is alright. This is NPR, man. Motherfucking Gliss and my son Fuse and some other nigga that I might have to skip over right now. I think he's first. Yeah, he gets first, so we're going to get him out the way.
Yo, this is to the way my... Oh, my God, hold on. Just... Hold on. We don't have to bring that back for the people, dog.
I don't think niggas heard.
I gotta turn that up. Hold on.
Mr. Mercenary, if on the shot, he took a couple off the 30. Niggas know the flows, hard body, so to see who get buried. In the race for this cash, y'all niggas better hurry. It's scary, you feeling worried, you dirty and not worthy.
Get
you feel a little eerie, saying you don't commit me. You understand me, can you hear me? Cause I'm speaking clearly. What do you give me? Leave you in the monastery. Who you try to fly a first and die to work in January?
Then
it gets really scary, compare me to your containers. I have to rattle some things that you can go bananas. I'm the baddest, come and get me on your own, son.
Yep.
But in this thing, you couldn't catch me like your home
run.
I'm poised gun, cause my style is so sick. I mean, niggas bop their head and say this shit is a trick. Uh-huh. Running your lips, but get your ass hit on some real shit. Fuck that, I come equipped, spitting with the deal. Think that I'm running.
This dude is so garbage right here. Yo, but my son Fuse went in on that one, dog.
Yeah, he did.
Where this kid at? Let's go, my son Glitz, he goes in on this Let's go, boy.
It's still wrong, spit it in a song, get it, cause I live it and I won't be living long. Get it on, 4-4, nigga wrong, sitting on different songs, different songs kick me on, and I'm sick when I spit it for. That nigga's running your mouth, you're gunning your down. Trying to block my sound like the sun in the clouds.
Let's go.
With a quiet storm, but it's thundering now. I'm dumped in the pound, you're under the ground. I tried to catch you, wanna be down. Sorting now, we'll notify your fortune to sound. Just gash your head, blow torch. Your crown, take money and pass a portion around. You ain't sick, get wet, no, I'm forcing to drown. Breathe when you see these cheese and the cheese, so believe the bees will put you on your knees. So I breathe from the cheese and speed. Put the real teams on the team and D's are leaving me. It's good,
man.
You know what we do, kid, bro?
So we know we do it wrong.
Oh,
my son's winning though. That one.
See, I couldn't really hear him, man.
You couldn't hear? Yeah, I know y'all couldn't. I know he recorded his verse mad low for some reason. I don't know why he does that, son. He don't be really loud, but my son Fuse went stupid. It's Mr. Mercenary. That nigga's crazy. Okay. Mr. Mercenary, in for the shot, he's shipping coke off the ferry. Niggas know the flow is hard body, scope to see who gets buried. Jesus Christ, these boys, I don't know, this boy right here, I don't know, I think I need to take him with me, like, you know what I'm saying?
How come now, does Smack come to New York or only in Philly?
Yeah, Smack come to New York, but Smack don't come to Staten Island, dog. We don't got nobody out here, unless Meth is out here. And now I think Meth was on the Smack, but he wasn't out here. The Smack he was on, he did that track he did with Busta.
What about you know how like the in Philly they be having niggas walking around with cameras.
Niggas don't do that shit out here, dog. Like I'm the nigga that wanna spearheaded. You feel me? Like I wanna be the nigga that's just like, you know what, sir? Fuck it, dog. Like let me just strap myself and walk around here to these peas or whatever and just have niggas spitting it. And I'm gonna like probably put this shit on YouTube or try to see if I can get a number to a DVD and put it on a DVD or something.
Yeah, because niggas need to know that. Because see, back in the day, like not back in the day, like 5-6 years ago, I used to argue with these niggas now. You met them, Ace and One Word or Rob or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so used to listening. That's how Joey Jihad was discovered, because they are used to listening to Philadelphia, you know, battle rappers or whatever, or just freestylers.
Yeah.
And fucking in New York, like, even back then, I'm looking at it. There's got to be somebody. there's got to be somebody in New York that is on some type of DVD battling. So I can bring it to Philly and be like, yo, Philly ain't the only ones that's putting it on the map.
Yeah.
But the only ones I found, it wasn't like underground. It was all like people like, what the fuck
Mook
is it?
Like, mostly it'd be Mook and Mook and T-Rex and them niggas, like Lux and them. They be the ones.
Lux and Murder Mook.
Yeah, they know. Those are the niggas that's from New York that be battle rapping and shit. Like,
and then they had Jay Mills. Had Corey Dunn. So they had all known motherfuckers. Like I'm like, yo, it's got to be somebody out there, or if not, we can make it. And like, they just go through different hoods. Like, you from Staten Island? Yo.
Yeah, like we used to have a little Staten Island little fight club out here, over here by the hill or whatever. Man, I mean, niggas battle or whatever. But I don't know what happened in that shit, dog. I went through one time, tried to get my name on the bill, and niggas was like, "All right, we gonna put your name on the bill," and I ain't wound up battling some. I ain't wound up battling.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Oh man, like I ain't going back." I was trying to battle some nigga out here in the hood. Like, I don't even be on it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a battle rap type nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can sit here like any nigga that raps. Like, I'm not a rapper. I rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be a rapper if I was signed in the industry and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can sit here and write some shit. Like, that's nothing. Like, that shit is, especially in battle rap form, that shit is so easy, dog. Like, that shit is easy, dog. Like, I could, oh my goodness, like, I could really shred somebody with one of them shits I got. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, because that's what most of these niggas do nowadays anyway. Niggas don't keep it authentic. Niggas go home, niggas write their shit, like, you know what I mean? And then come back and try to wow the crowd and all that. So, since you want to do that, you're not going to catch me slipping. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Won't catch me slipping. I'm trying to find some shit for you right now, let you know, like, if it come down to me smashing them, nigga, like, I got it in the arsenal, dog, like.
The only thing is that you're taking a risk, because when you go to these, you know, people get their feelings hurt, they want to shoot.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, all that got to be stated in the beginning, like, before niggas even get it going, like, yo, man, it's nothing personal, God. It's just, I got to get the crowd on it, God. Like, no disrespect, and I won't take it as disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you should keep it, and niggas agree, you know what I mean? Niggas men about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit shouldn't hurt you anyway. Like, well, that shit ain't hurting my family. What are you saying? Like,
everybody out there, if you're from New York City, if you're from New York City, or even North Jersey.
Staten Island, like, man.
North Jersey, Staten Island, wherever you are, Connecticut, because they have this, they mainly Philly battle rap. If y'all battle rap, if you got your battle rap on point, you're an ill freestylist, or whatever, hit SB up, 914-3, oh, wait, you're not on the switchboard.
Nah.
Hit us up on Angry Bastard Radio. Go to myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio, or hit us up on the show email at spoony_love@mail.com. That's S-P as in Paul, O-O-N-Y, N as in Nancy, and then you have the Y, underscore, L, as in love, U, as in umbrella, V, as in Valentine, V as in Valentine, at mail.com. And, you know, hit us up with, like, a video or a sound, something, you know, a sound wave or whatever, I don't know. Let us, you know, we're trying to spread the love. Because there's a lot of people out here, like I said, I only see Philly battles, South Jersey battles, and that's from legit. So I'm over here like, nah, niggas in Philly is nice. They can't just be niggas in, you know, Philly. Because motherfucking Philly niggas is going to see, like, you know, Murder Mook.
Yeah,
you know,
niggas are coming out here.
It's like, but they wasn't seeing the niggas that you don't see on a day-to-day basis. I mean, because from, I never knew you had it like that, and I've known you for many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this nigga like you, spread it all in New York. It's a wrap. Your cousin.
I go silly on the track, bro.
I want to actually get either make or have one made of Philly versus New York. I know we will destroy
it. Did it already with the Mook. Murder Mook did it.
Yeah, that don't count, man. Because Murder Mook's not holding down all New York for all the... Get the fuck out of here.
This is Staten Island.
Some best shot niggas, man. Like,
this is some shit I can hit a nigga with. Like,
now, Papoose, when he first was coming up, that's the first joint I saw was on Smack. I was like, oh, okay, this nigga got skill.
Yes, he goes a little nasty. He goes a little nappy headed. I was like, yo, I said some shit like, I said, you get body early, player. I feel no sorrow for your man. And talk about it on a beat that I'll borrow from the fan. On the surface, you a rapper, but a part of you a fan. With niggas lined up to murk you, you a target where you stand. And I know killers that squeeze at you till your heart turn to jam. MLB, Rock Guns and Quest, a big part of the plan. And my raps is hot, like a fresh Pop-Tart in your hand. Talk about you got plush rims and they pricey. Knowing you in the hood like scuffed Tims and white tees. Take into consideration you snitching likely. So I'm forced not to take this situation lightly. Of course we be in the kitchen cooking on a nightly basis. Face it, homie, you ain't got what it take to slant me. Claiming you a player, but you let your bro wife be you. Someone looks like an asshole in this case, and it might be you. It's likely, too, that I'm smashing your wifey, boo. Get your bitch to drink my nut, then my night be through. Make this real quick, then let you fly off like Tinkerbell. You will have nightmares about me, so when you see me, you think of hell. Your drop's a comedy act. We call you the Rap D. Chappelle. It's unfair, like you try to match Shaq against a Keebler elf. Like, oh, my God. I go stupid on a nigga, but like that was just some shit I can surface out there. I can't really give you the round three, round four, round five shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's up with fucking I need a beat machine.
You need a beat machine?
Yeah.
You trying to make beats?
Yo, dog, I've been having beats in my head, man.
I made a beat before, but I can't find it. It's laying around here somewhere. I made a beat. I just can't find it. This shit was ridiculous, too. Like, I didn't think I had it in me.
Yeah, exactly. I be looking back. I'm like, yo.
Bad, nigga.
I be like, yo, man. Like, it's going to be hot as shit. Like, I could be thinking, and I'd be putting shit together in my head. If I had a beat machine, man, I'd be making money for the fucking beat. Someone made that?
Nah, this is that Alchemist shit. Ooh, hold on, I forgot this beat was on there. This shit is hot,
don't it? Don't tell me what's gonna happen, okay? Just let me sit here and jump.
I'm back.
That shit is great. Yes,
it is. Some Little Kim style t-shirts. You can down. I forgot the name of this shit. You might be able to download that. This shit is kind of hot. I don't know. You ever heard that track before?
What is that?
It's Little Kim and Style P.
You know?
Yeah, Little Kim, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That track is hard. Niggas went in on this shit.
See, man, shit like that. Now, how do you sell a beat?
How do you sell a beat? What niggas do? Well, most, I guess, I'm gonna take a very good guess and say what most of these niggas, you mean an average Joe? How do you sell a beat?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. you gotta be on some how do you fucking get signed, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what we're saying there. How do you get signed? You go up to these fucking labels or whatever and be like, yo, I make beats, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Check my shit out. Or if I'm a rapper, you go to these labels like, yo, I make music. Don't say I rap. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because meanwhile, you rap, okay, that's cool. Niggas a frisbee and shit. Like, yo, I make music, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, that's more presentable than fucking saying I'm a rapper.
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Yeah. And that's how you basically sell beats. But I feel it's easier to sell beats, especially if you rap. Like, so you know what kind of beat a nigga would want. Like I'll make some hot beats. Like, when Dipset was popping.
Yeah.
I used to, like, them niggas had, like, them niggas' beats wasn't really, you know what I mean? They was there, but, like, I could make some hot shit for the way they niggas be rhyming. Well, for the way that can be rhyming, I'd make some off-the-wall shit for something.
Yeah. So, man, say you make a beat, and it's hot as hell, but you want to get money from it. How do you just go sell it or be like, yo, I got a beat for you, I want you to check out?
How would I go about that?
Yeah.
Well, most likely, goddamn, it's funny because it's like, I got a fucking beat. I just don't know where that shit is at, man. But,
like, can you actually get a copy? No, what I'm trying to say is, do you got to get the copyright? Well, of course you got to get it.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
So how do you go through that whole process?
That I don't know yet. I would, matter of fact, I could call my son. I think he would know about how would you get your shit copywritten and all that.
Because if I can get it copywritten, then I'll be like, yo, dog. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm like, yo, this sounds like something that Dre should be on, I'll call Interscope Records myself. I'm like, yo, I just made a beat, produced it and all. It's copyright and copywritten or whatever. And, you know, I'll let them know if I can sell it. Can you do it like that?
I don't know if you would be like, on some sell it. Like, you'd be on some listen to it. Niggas would probably try to, like, might give you, like, a deal or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You might get a deal depending on how hot the beat is. Like, which usually what you don't want to do is, like, you don't just make one beat. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to make a couple of beats, y'all, so they can see that you got range. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you show you got range, then niggas, well, your shit is, you know, your shit is all right. I mean, we could fucking do this, that, and the third, and that, and the third, and probably, you know, come up with a contract for you and all that. And this, that, and the third, and this, that, and the third. But now that's not even the way to go. The way to go is to save up your money and get your own shit popping. What the fuck, like, what am I signing to a fucking, if you're not signed to an independent label, it's like, there's no way, like, it's nothing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no other way to go.
So how would I start my own?
What you mean how you start your own? You gotta start like how Hogan the nigga started, nigga. Out the trunk of your car, nigga. Get these, what you gotta do is like press on, you gotta make music, press up a lot of copies, and some of you gotta, you could put in work, you could fucking sell your shit to the niggas in the hood, $2, $3 or whatever, however may it pop, or you could fucking put it in the store somewhere, or a record, like, you know what I mean? Like a record, what you call it, or whatever. Like a record store, and fucking make some kind of deal with them niggas, like, yo, if you sell such and such amount of this, like, I'll give you a percentage of the shit, and I'll take this percentage, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, they gotta eat, too, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's how I think you would go about doing that. Or, you could just press up a million copies and just leave that shit on a rack in a mall, nigga, and go home.
Yeah.
As long as all your shit is copywritten and all that, you'll be good. And that's how niggas leave your little contact number or whatever. Well, you never know who you come across.
Yeah, man. I think if I get a beat machine and someone teaches me how to use it, I make my own beat. Like, I got ideas, but I don't want to put the ideas on the radio because niggas be, you know, won't use that idea. But I got this one idea on how to make, you know,
how do you think music is, nigga? Music repeats itself over and over again, nigga.
Yep.
Over and over again, over and over Niggas is biting off of everybody. That's how you get paid.
Yeah, you're
somebody's
right.
Somebody doing something like, oh, it might not be done exactly the way that nigga did it, but it'll be in reference to how he did it.
Yeah.
So that's how it's done, dog. Like, let's try, look at T-Pain. He got that. He got that machine shit from Cameo, and somebody had it before Cameo.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So now everybody, like Kanye and Wayne and all, everybody using it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, niggas ain't doing nothing but swagger jacking. Now, everybody's swagger jacking. It is what it is, like. That's how you stay afloat. But niggas like 50, he does swagger jack. So it's a little, he's done, like his swagger jack era is over because like he has his own trend now. It's just ruining niggas' lives in the industry.
Pretty much.
I know you heard about that shit with him and Rick Ross, right?
Yeah, I played that shit on the radio.
Yeah, then you should have played that Lloyd Banks track when he was coming out. Oof. I think Banks was back from that one. I think he needed somebody to ruffle his feathers.
Yeah.
He sounded different on that one, dog. Like you know how you hear like Banks got that.